So how did you come about receiving your donation, your kidney?
Come to think of it, I probably should have talked to my donor before I had this conversation to see if I could use his name. Since I didn't, I will not reveal
use
his name.
Use generalization things, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'll do that. So I was over a year into my dialysis journey, and my wife and I traveled a lot. So I tried again not to have this impact my wife and my family all that much. So I would just find a dialysis center wherever I went and go and do a treatment there, and then come back after our travels and get back to my center. But one of my buddies ended up getting married out in California, and I didn't want to miss that. So I set up to go and get a treatment out there at 3:30 in the morning. And there was a buddy that came with me who I've known for years and years from college years. And we stayed in the hotel together. And I went and I didn't even tell him I was going to get a treatment. I just got up, went, came back. And when I came back, he just happened to be sitting up having a bowl of cereal in the hotel room. And I never let people see me after a treatment, even when I was working. I had an hour to get to work and get myself right. But this time he saw me right after a treatment. And sometimes you can look like death right after a treatment. So he sees me and he's like, "Oh my God, are you okay?" I'm like, "You know what, bro? Just give me a little time to take a nap and I will be just fine." So I went and crashed and took a nap for about 2 hours, woke up, got dressed, went out for breakfast by the pool. Ran into him and he's like, "My God, you're a different person." And I said, "You know, the dialysis just takes a lot out of you, bro." And he says, "Yeah, I didn't even know you went." And we talked a little bit about the experience. And then when we got back to Chicago, he called me a few weeks after that and said, "Let's get together for lunch." And I said, "Yeah, sure. You know, it's my guy." So we met up for lunch and we got to talking and he said, "I want to be your living donor. And I've already been to UIC to get tested and we're a match."
That is amazing.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. And what a wonderful gift. That's amazing.
Yeah. It's like Christmas.
Well, it's much better. Yeah. Oh, where were all these places that you traveled when you went on dialysis? That has to be a story.
I did dialysis in Cincinnati because my wife and I every single year went to the Cincinnati Music Festival in the summer. And we were not going to miss that because of ESRD. Went out to California and got it done out there. And New Orleans went and got it done down there.
That's amazing. My brother just came back from New Orleans. I did not appreciate that I had to watch his kids, but hey, got me a t-shirt. I am taking it because there's a question on my list that said, "Did you feel supported by facility staff and your physician during your transplant process?" I'm taking that might be more of a no, but would you say that you were supported?
I'm not gonna say that I wasn't supported. I think that they were genuinely happy for me when I told them that I was going to be getting the transplant. And there was just the entire way through it, it was just this feeling of, and having worked in the service industry for a long time, you can kind of tell when people have that "it's not my job" complex. And, you know, that staff is amazing. And I'm sure most dialysis centers are the same way because it's hard to do that job. And, you know, asking for them to be experts on something additional like transplant is probably not something that is going to be easy for them to accept. And I accepted it and said, you know what, you keep me alive right now and the transplant will keep me alive once it happens. I'm not going to push this. But I did feel that they were genuinely excited for me to be going down that journey.
Absolutely. Was any of the costs and insurances explained during your transplant process and your journey with transplant? And do you have any thoughts about the legislation that was recently passed for the getting anti-rejection immunosuppressant drugs covered for life for ESRD kidney transplants?
So the conversation, I was a private pay insured person. So when I got there, the conversation from my transplant center was, oh, everything's going to be covered. All you got to do is pay your copay. You're not going to have to worry about anything else. And unlike so many other things that that has not been the case, they were right. You know, I paid my copay and never had to worry. There was a couple of bills that came and I had to make a phone call. But again, that was advocating for myself and just saying, just because you sent me a bill doesn't mean I owe you. And it was literally a year before all of those bills had been resolved between me, the providers, the hospital, and my insurance company. But at the end of the day, I only had to pay that copay that came through. Since then, I have been on anti-rejection meds just like everybody else. And I don't think a lot of people truly understand what it takes to get those right. That those are specific dosing to make sure that you got the right amount of anti-rejection med in your system. You got to be on the right meds to make sure you don't get a fungal infection, you don't get a bacterial infection and all of that. It is a matter of life for me now, being over three years out from transplant. But there was a really tough time in between there where I had to get my drugs titrated appropriately. I ended up being allergic to tacrolimus, which is most often used after transplant for a lot of patients. I had no idea until my doctor explained to me how come my blood sugars were so high. I mean, like 350, 400 after my transplant. It just didn't make sense to me. And of course, I'm scared that it's going to hurt this new gift of life that I've got that I'm toting around every day. So she helped me get this Blatocept infusion, which was a lot of steps to jump through. And it's not available to everybody. You actually have to apply and get accepted by the manufacturing company just to be a patient for this drug, even though we all knew that I couldn't feel my fingertips because of the drug, and my skin was completely drying out because of the drug and all of these things that were going on. So we definitely not only need the ability to have access to the drugs, which is what this new law covers. We also need protection for the patient so that there's not all of these hoops that patients need to jump through just to get the right drugs for their body. We can't do anything about our genome. It is what it is. And if we turn up to be allergic to something, we definitely need for laws and policies to go a little bit further in terms of enabling and empowering the patient to make sure that it's not just about getting you a kidney and sending you on your way. It's about the management that's going to have to go on for the next however many years that you have this gift to make sure that you have every tool in your arsenal to make this work for you.